Today we begin a three-part series with Eva Kaur, a Holocaust survivor with a story you won't want to miss. The features this week on the American Countryside are brought to you by Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers, leading the industry in crop nutrient technology, overcoming the challenges you face with innovative solutions. Visit agroliquid.com.
This fall, let the power of Extract PBA help you realize the full nutrient potential of your crop residue. Extract powered by Accomplish is an exciting new nutrient release and residue management technology from Loveland Products. Use Extract PBA to speed residue decomposition and release the valuable nutrients locked up in your residue. And for easier plantability, a more even crop emergence, and the potential for increased yields next season. Ask your local crop production services dealer about Extract PBA today.
Hi, Mike Starkey, a real Indiana farmer. When your fields are not excessively deficient in need of nutrients, you can apply all the PK and micros required for a top yield of planting time. Agricultural Liquid Fertilizer's exceptional nutrient compatibility and superior efficiency allow you to prescription apply exactly what your crop needs safely and conveniently. Research proves it. For season-long nutrient availability, it's Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. For innovative solutions, call me at 317-714-6465 or visit agroliquid.com.
Eva Kaur was born in Porz, Transylvania, Romania, in 1934, at the same time Adolf Hitler was rising to power in Germany.
By 1940, our village was occupied by the Hungarians, and I want the world to understand that in less than a year, Hitler occupied 22 countries in Europe.
In early 1944, her family was deported to a ghetto, and by May of that year, they were headed to an unknown location.
They loaded us on cattle cars, about 100 people to a cattle car. There was no room to sit. We were standing and leaning against one another.
When they asked for water, guards demanded 5 gold watches in return. The ride lasted for 3 days and took them to Germany. When the doors opened, hundreds of Jewish families were forced to stand on a selection platform.
My mother grabbed my twin sister and me by the hand. We were her youngest children, and she was hoping somehow to protect us. Everything was very confusing, moving very fast, a lot of yelling, a lot of crying, and a lot of pushing. I looked around trying to figure out what this place was when I realized that my father and 2 older sisters disappeared in the crowd.
In the confusion, a German soldier approached her mother and asked if her youngest daughters were twins.
We were dressed alike and we looked alike. And my mother asked if that was good, and the Nazi nodded yes, and my mother said yes. My mother was pulled to the right, we were pulled to the left. We were crying, she was crying. And that was the last time I saw her.
Eva's story from the Holocaust continues next time as we travel the countryside in Terre Haute, Indiana. I'm Andrew McCrae.